I think that's a key insight when that's a more efficient use of military, a limited military budget. One method that's been used to address torture after it happens is something that I think Justice Sachs will talk about this evening, the truth and reconciliation model, a model that brings together people, and this is outside of a courtroom, brings together a torturer and a victim of torture to talk about what happened. And I think that that type of remedy or type of restorative justice that would take place in such a conversation would be particularly well suited to a torture situation, because the act, and Elaine Scarry describes this in The Body in Pain, the act of torture, it uses the tortured, the victim, as a device or instrumentality of the tortured. So the body's own pain, the pain of the body of the tortured, becomes the weapon that the torturer uses to extract words from the victim or the tortured. So to bring those two people together to talk in a public forum in a way that would acknowledge that torture has taken place, maybe a way to supplement a regime that wouldn't necessarily apply to people who had been left out of a regime in the past. But again, I wanted to say just a fabulous job. I think that it's quite impressive, especially since you're in your first year of law school, that you have really exhaustively cataloged the current legal or legislative regime that's available. But thank you.